The Bert Show.
Can't not make a noise to acknowledge the silence.
Can't not let it be quiet.
La 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 la.
I got a ton of email advice yesterday on the potential to be in this reality TV show.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So I was telling these guys yesterday, I got a call from one of the creators of Real Housewives of Orange County, and she was the creator behind Real Housewives of Atlanta also. So she knows what she's doing. She puts together shows, and she's got a really great relationship with Bravo. So, and they have complete confidence in her now. They basically say, look, come up with a show, and we know who you are, and you know if we okay it, we got ourselves a plan. So I get this call the other day, and she's putting together a show called Boys Club of Atlanta. And I'd say in judging on the email that I received, and Stacey and I, honestly, my wife and I have been talking about it, and I'm not lying to you when I say we're 50-50 down the middle, like either going either way. Like there are so many, there could be great benefits to it, but the downside on the whole thing, oh yeah, check this out. I was talking to a dude yesterday in the gym, and he was telling me that he was listening to the show. And he used to work on one of these reality TV shows. And again, I was sort of piecemealing together my ideas on why we should do it or why we shouldn't do it. And he said, look, I used to work on one of these sets. I was one of the production guys on a reality TV show. And he said, even if you're doing the right thing, they can edit a storyline for you based on really complete nonsense. He said one day he was on the set and he was in a bar in the middle of the day. And one of the bartenders got up on the bar stool and she reached up for a light to change the light. And she fell off the bar stool. So by the time he got done messing with it and editing it with her, they added sound effects like there was a crowd around, like, and they dimmed the lights. And her storyline that was she was the drunk of the show, so it made her look like she fell. She was standing on a bar stool and she fell off with her hands up in the air.
So she was like dancing on the bar stool and was hammered and fell off and hurt herself?
When in reality, she was alone and she was changing a light bulb on a bar stool.
And saying, wow. That's why everybody talks about the editing. And we always make fun of reality stars who talk about it's all in the editing, but obviously they can completely change it.
Well, the good news about that, Bert, is you drink a lot, so they won't have to make up those storylines. So.
I'll challenge them. Go ahead and edit to make me look sober. So I went online and I did a quick search on this because as she was pitching me the story a couple of days ago, I said, look, save it for the radio, for on the air. So I said, will you come on Wednesday and sort of make the pitch so we can all sort of look at it together, and Stacey will be on the phone also. So I don't have all that much information about it, but I did search it yesterday. And here's what I found. It said Boys Club of Atlanta. Two of the producers behind Bravo's Real Housewives franchise are turning their attention to the boys. Evolution Media is developing Boys Club ATL, which will follow a group of socially connected men in Atlanta and me. Because I don't consider myself socially connected. Evolution,
right. You and Crucial.
Is behind. He actually is. Evolution is behind the Real Housewives franchise. Also on board is Princess Banton Lofters, who cast Real Housewives of Atlanta for The Cabler. Boys Club hasn't yet been pitched to networks. As I understand it, since this has been written, it actually has. Casting is currently underway in Atlanta. Evolution president Douglas Ross said he approached Banton Lofters about joining forces on the new project, and she said men's lives are as dramatic and interesting as their female counterparts, Ross said. Our goal isn't to embarrass or ridicule them. We're trying to capture their rich, varied experiences. Of course, Real Housewives has been helped by an added dose of eccentric cast members as well. The Orange County edition just returned to blah, 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 blah.
God, you know it'd be great if you could find that same write-up for the Real Housewives series before the Real Housewives series existed to see what they said about that.
And that's why I think Jen had a great idea getting Kim on with us, Kim Zolciak.
Yeah.
Because her attitude going into it must be a lot like mine and the friends that have been asked to be in it. It's just like, we don't even have that much drama in our lives. Like, we all know each other.
Mm-hmm.
We're not gonna stab each other in the back. What could go wrong?
Right.
But I'm sure you start at that level.
Mm-hmm. I think it's the children angle that I think will be interesting too, because I think if it were just you and Stacey that were going to be on camera, that's one thing. But if it's going to be Hayden and Hollis on camera too, I think that brings in a whole new level of decision making.
Well, there's a real fine line there, because one of the things that Stacey and I talked about is this would be great publicity for Hayden, who's now getting into acting and he's going out on all these auditions and he wants to get agents and stuff like that. So on one hand, it could help there, but if you're going to ask for publicity in that area, you also have to be aware of some of the negativity that comes along with that also. Like, are they going to – will they cast us as stage parents?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because there certainly is a seed of that in both of us, you know? Mm-hmm. So does that – all of a sudden become bigger than life, you know? Mm-hmm.
Well, and you're exposing your kid to a lot of creepers out there, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean,
and that would be a
national television exposure. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I don't know. I always think about that when kids are on TV. It's just, I don't know. There's just creepers out there looking at them.
I kind of felt like when we had the talk on the show yesterday, I was 50-50 about it. And then after reading all the emails and really talking to people about it, I feel like I'm 70% on not doing it.
Really? Really? Mm-hmm. What about Stacey?
We didn't really get a chance to talk about it a lot yesterday.
Yeah.
Good morning, Kim. You're on Q100.
Yeah, I had a thought for you. Do you like any personality stars that are on reality shows? I mean, even if they're like the coolest person ever, they just seem like
Deanna Pappas.
I don't know.
I like her.
Yeah. She's cool.
Melissa Rycroft from The Bachelor. I like her.
Yeah.
I see what you're getting.
I mean,
at
not like a reality show like on the Orange, like how they're going to have the show on Bravo.
Right.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Like 90% of the people
we'll
are going
to
be cast.
How they want you to look. Right. And you're right about the whole looking like a stage parent.
That Jeff Probst fella seems nice enough.
I know what she's getting at.
But like a situation like a Real World or a Real Housewives or where you have a collective where you follow them day to day. Because in The Bachelor and Bachelorette, I mean, it's not necessarily, that's not necessarily the case, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So.
And I think the strongest point that I've heard so far came from my friend Justin, who they're asking to be on the show also. And that's, you know, when Real Housewives or a lot of these other reality TV shows are launched, most of them don't have any kind of celebrity attached to it or they're not successful. So they don't have anything to lose. Like, we didn't really know who Kim Zolciak was before Real Housewives started. So she could do a show. And now, and she wants that kind of fame and that kind of celebrity. I'm pretty happy with the celebrity we have just here in Atlanta. So there's really more to lose for a guy like me than there is to gain.
Is Justin worried about losing his celebrity too?
Well, it's not celebrity for him, but he's an entrepreneur in town and he's a successful one too. So he does have a lot to lose within his own business community too.
But then, I mean,
a tarnished reputation could change a lot of that.
But to play devil's advocate, you know, all these reality stars, you know who they are. So it's one of those things that, yes, there may be a tarnished reputation. Yes, people may not like them, but people still surround themselves, you know, or try to get to them. People always want to go see them. People, all, you know, all the Real Housewives, everywhere they go, there's a crowd. Whether you like them or not, you're going to go check it out. And so will it hurt business or will it just increase business? It's just if you have the thick enough skin to tolerate those that hate you because of the show.
For me, I don't have a thirst for that. And if I have it for – I have a thirst for it at the level we're at right now. Like I do. I like going into restaurants and I like going into bars and I like people coming up saying they're listening to the show all the time. You know, they're sometimes we get free stuff for being on the radio and sometimes that's really cool also. That level is really cool to me. But to be like I've seen Real Housewives and everywhere you go, like everybody in the restaurant is talking about you or has an opinion.
Right.
I don't really have a thirst for that. But if you've never tasted it, then I can understand how you think it's like this. Mm-hmm. It's really intoxicating. Right. So I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. I think the negatives outweigh the positives.
I'd be fascinated the opinion of the person, the creator of the show, like tomorrow, right?
Yeah, she's coming in tomorrow morning with us.
Yeah, it'll be definitely cool to interview her in here.
Yeah, and I've never really seen or I've even heard anybody really debate if they wanted to be on one. And I think that's because most people go to the casting calls. And if you're going, you already want to be in it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And this happens sort of the other way around. The show was created. She knows a lot of dudes in Atlanta and she's like putting the pieces together. And she's coming to us. Mm-hmm. So I don't think you've ever heard the struggle before because most people you see on reality TV shows know they want to be famous.
They want to be on it, yeah.
They want to be on it.
The Burt Show.